and we're live. And we're not at all live. We got it, and we're not live at all.
Thank God for that.
In fact, me and Mo are barely alive because we've been drinking heavily, haven't we?
Oh, you had to spoil it within 1 minute.
Did I? I've revealed our secret that we like to have a drink. We take a drink.
I feel like I can hear the lower octave in your voice, in fairness, Mo. So.
Well, I mean, you're an expert, though. So I don't know how many people out there
expert
are experts.
In octaves.
Mo is wearing the darkest of glasses. Indoors.
Loves a glass.
I know, right?
Yeah. Who's going to tell? That's Mike Kinney's dulcet tones, and Joshy Sexton's with us as well. Just, you're down to one gutter at the moment. But the rumours, they are beginning to hot up, ironically, as I trimmed the gutter down to this lean once-a-week format. We may go back to two by next week. We'll have high-level discussions at Gutter HQ in Zurich. The rumours you'll discuss later in the show are around Matheus Nunes. He just won't leave Liverpool alone. Well, his rumours won't. And the new rumour, which is interesting, is about Villarreal's 19-year-old wing sensation, Jeremy Pino. Pino, Josh. We'll come to talk about him in a minute. He's also called, I think he's called Jeremy, actually, because it says Jeremy on his shirt when I watch the YouTubes, Mo. Anyway, the agenda today is the endless question of, do Liverpool need another fucking midfielder? Because the injuries, they are mounting. We all said pre-season when Klopp was interviewed, Klopp was, hey guys, stop with this craziness. I have 9 midfielders, enough already. Words to that effect. But now we don't have 9 midfielders. Did you like
Klopp,
that?
Klopp being interviewed at Woodstock 99.
Yeah. Which is really cool. Which is not cool. We're now down to 4-5 midfielders because we have lost Thiago, the Oxlade, Curtis. They're all out for several weeks. Who else have we lost that I'm not remembering here? Thiago, Ox, Curtis. Oh, yeah, Naby was out ill, Naby, but he's probably back. Mm-hmm. But still, Mo, it does show how quickly 8 or 9 midfielders can become quite considerably less. And we play 3 of the fuckers every week. We need at least 2 on a bench.